Hi, I'm Ruth Francis. I'm a well-being and empowerment coach, and I have an extensive TV presenting background, so I understand stress and the effect it can have on the body. I've worked with Elaine Wilkins for many years now, and I wholeheartedly support the work Elaine and her team at the Chrysalis Effect are doing to help get ME, CFS, and fibromyalgia sufferers to full recovery point. And I've been involved in the training of some of the fantastic Chrysalis Effect practitioners. And joining me today is one of those amazing practitioners, Emma Chapman-Sharp. Emma runs Wellbeing for Me, a complementary health clinic in Lewes in East Sussex. Today, Emma is going to be working with us on the domino effect and help explain why there are so many physical symptoms in the body with these conditions. So, Emma, welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us. Can we just start by going into a bit more about your background and how you used to do things before you discovered the Chrysalis Effect?
Thanks, Ruth. I trained as a naturopath in Australia about 13 years ago, and I've lived here in the UK for 7 now. My real passion is the physical side of things, so I consider it being a detective, and I like to piece together everything that's happening in the body so I can work out a treatment plan for my clients. But what the Chrysalis effect has really shown me is that people with these conditions do so much better when not just the physical side of things is addressed. So I work with a team of other therapists, and while I focus on the physical side, I do refer them when they need to other therapies and other therapists so they get a very holistic treatment plan and it's not just the physical that's addressed. But that today is my focus for you. I want to take you through the physical side of things and what goes on in the body and why they can have so many symptoms, and really it's quite daunting and they don't know where to start.
Wonderful. Well, so we're starting by looking at the top right-hand side, so that everybody knows where we are, and let's get going.
Okay, so this is all about the domino effect in the body, and what we mean by that is how one particular thing can go out of balance and then it has a knock-on effect to every other system in the body. So where we start at the top is with triggers. Now, quite often with ME, chronic fatigue, and fibromyalgia, there is a known date. People almost know it to the day of when they got ill, and quite often it's thought that it's a virus or something that they catch, and that is the first stage. Now, there are other triggers. There are things like physical trauma, so it can come on after a major car accident or falling off a horse or something. It can happen when there's been a grief or a bereavement. It can be any sort of sort of emotional trauma can cause it. It can be a long pattern of stress over a long period of time. People can be unhappy in their work, for example, and that stress accumulates and builds up in the body. So there's all sorts of different triggers. What these mostly impact on is the adrenal glands. Now, this is really key to understanding what goes wrong in the body with these conditions. The adrenals are very small glands that sit on top of either kidney, and they have a very important job to do. And you would have heard it mentioned as being fight or flight response. So when, if you think back to sort of prehistoric times, if you had turned the corner and there was a saber-toothed tiger, your body has an instant physiological a range of symptoms that helps you prepare to either fight that saber-toothed tiger or run away. Okay, so that's a normal response. We need it. It's a survival mechanism. But what happens in our lives today, if they're very busy and stress-filled, is that same adrenal response happens when we're not faced with an actual physical danger, but for example, we're running late for work, or we get a phone call, or someone knocks on the door. Some of these people's system is so sensitive that the smallest thing that can happen causes that same physical flush of adrenaline and cortisol hormones. Now, in a situation where you are physically fighting something or running away, the flood of adrenaline is actually reduced by the exercise. So, by physically fighting or physically running away, it brings your body back to normal. What happens today is if, for example, you're running late for work and you're sitting in traffic, you've got the same hormonal flush, but you're not doing anything physical to bring it down to normal. So, they stay elevated for longer. And then the next stress hits you, and the next and the next, and it's accumulative. And over time, your adrenal glands become what we call fatigued. Now, adrenal fatigue is something that naturopaths and nutritional therapists and complementary health therapists deal with all the time. It is not a medically recognized disease or condition. So going to a doctor and saying, I have adrenal fatigue, is not something that's going to be taken seriously. So I just need to make that distinction. You have two types of nervous system. Your sympathetic dominance is the adrenal one. It's where you're alert and you're ready to deal with a physical threat. Parasympathetic nervous system is your calming and relaxing one. Now, they should be balanced, but in people with ME and CFS, people get stuck in sympathetic dominance. They get stuck hardwired as being overexcited, if you like. Now, I used to test all of my clients for adrenal function, and I don't bother anymore because every single one of them without fail had the same test result. They all had adrenal exhaustion. So the test is still available if a client really wants it, but it's just something that I assume as given for every client with ME or chronic fatigue. Now, the problem with adrenal hormonal problems is that once you've got one hormone out of balance in the body, it affects all of your hormonal imbalance. So the next thing usually to go is a thyroid. Now, your thyroid's responsible for your metabolism. So when your thyroid is not working properly, everything in the body slows down. So your energy production slows down, so you feel tired and fatigued. You have problems with temperature regulation. So normally you feel very, very chilly, very cold hands and feet, can't get warm. It slows your digestion down, so there is constipation. There are also symptoms such as hair loss, dry skin. There's a whole range of thyroid symptoms. Now, the problem here is that a thyroid test through your GP is notoriously bad at identifying a thyroid problem. Okay, so there is more than six things that you could test for in a thyroid test to get a thorough picture. On average, your doctors test for one of them. Now, it is possible they test for TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone. That can be normal and you can still have a thyroid problem. But if that's normal, the doctors won't agree to test anything further.
So that's why people can walk away feeling like they've been told nothing's wrong with them, but they know something is and they're exhausted.
Yes, they're sitting in the doctor's surgery feeling absolutely awful and they get told, good news, your thyroid test is fine, you're okay, when you know deep down it's not. So we look at really thorough thyroid testing. When your thyroid is underperforming, one of the other symptoms is poor memory and concentration, fuzzy thinking, and this is really common in people with these conditions. There's also a lot of dizziness, and that's also an adrenal problem as well. You tend to have very low blood pressure when you're adrenally fatigued, so of course when you stand up quickly from a seated position you can get vertigo and dizziness and feel very faint. So that fuzzy head feeling is all part of it. We do need to rule out some nutritional deficiencies. Things like B12 and iron can also cause dizziness and fuzzy head and poor memory. So that's part of what we need to look at there. One of the main things that we find when your adrenals are fatigued is that there is always digestive complications involved. And this is really, really common in people with ME and chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. There are lots of irritable bowel syndrome, lots of food intolerances. There can be candida overgrowth, which is a fungal overgrowth. Parasites are really common. A lot of my clients test positive for parasite infection. So the digestive system and getting that right is also a very important part of treatment. Diet can be quite poor, as if people are feeling very, very fatigued and low energy, they really haven't got the means to be cooking healthy, nutritious meals. And so they tend to eat comfort foods and things that are quick and easy and ready meals and things, which just makes the problem worse. There is a big part of the immune system is actually located inside the digestive system. And people don't always put those two things together, but it's a very important part of the immune system is inside the gut. So if you have overgrowth of candida and you have parasites and you have, you know, viral infections and things, it does impact the immune system. Now, when your immune system is imbalanced, it causes a lot of inflammation in the body. So people tend to get things like sinus inflammation, gut inflammation, which is what causes a lot of pain. And it takes a lot of energy. The body uses what limited energy there is anyway to try and combat that inflammation. So getting the immune system balanced and the inflammation down is also a big part of the treatment plan. Sleep disorders are absolutely a very major part of these conditions, and we call it day-night reversal. This is the adrenal problem again. When your adrenals aren't working properly, people with ME or chronic fatigue find it very difficult to get out of bed in the morning. But usually by about 10 o'clock in the evening, when other people's bodies are starting to wind down for the night, people with these conditions start to feel better. It's the best they've felt all day, and they start to feel more alert and their body's sort of waking up. And of course, that's the time they're trying to force themselves to go back to bed and go to sleep. So it's the adrenal hormones have turned themselves upside down, and they're high at night when they should be low, and they're low in the morning when they should be high. So these people are completely upside down in their sleeping patterns. Okay, so that's a really important thing that we look at dealing with as well. Next on the list is blood sugar control. Now this is tied in not just with sleep, but with adrenals, with digestion, with the poor diet. Sugar is one of the worst things people can eat in their diet when they have these conditions. But people quite often do reach for sugar as an energy burst.
It's like a quick fix a lot of the time. It feels like that anyway, doesn't it?
So the blood sugar control becomes a very important way of helping your energy production and keeping your energy levels up, rather than having these great big spikes and crashes with poor diet. So that is something else we very much have to balance out. When you've got all these things adding up in the body, so you've got your adrenals out of whack, your thyroid's out of whack, you may have your female reproductive hormones have also gone. There's a lot of PMT or menopausal symptoms depending on age. When your digestion's gone and your immune system's gone, you'll find your liver gets overloaded with toxins. And this is another part of the treatment plan that can become really important to look at. Some of my clients have found that they have heavy metal toxicity. Now, this doesn't happen in every client with ME, but when I have a client that is just not responding to treatment and things aren't moving as well as they should do, it is something that needs to be investigated. And as an example, I had a client recently who had had ME for over 20 years since she'd been a teenager. And she had done a lot of work herself, and she'd seen a lot of different therapists, and she'd ruled out all sorts of things. But one of the things that she hadn't looked at was possible heavy metal toxicity. Now, her ME had come on after she had had a lot of dental work done. She'd had more than 10 amalgam fillings put in. So I sent her through Dr. Myhill's website to get a mercury test, and it came back with such a high reading that Dr. Myhill contacted the lab and said, I think you need to rerun it, you've missed a decimal point or something's wrong. And in actual fact, it was correct, they rechecked it. So she had mercury poisoning from these amalgam fillings. So whether she had, I mean, she still has ME, but whether that came later or before, her main health problem is mercury toxicity. And so that is why she's been so sick for all these years. And so now we're addressing that and getting it out of the body, which is not necessarily an easy thing to do, but at least she's got an answer and she knows why she's sick. Yeah. So heavy metal toxicity can certainly be implicated.
How else could you possibly have heavy metal toxicity in the body?
Depends what it is. Mercury is almost always amalgam fillings. Lead toxicity is quite common, and that can happen. It's in a lot of old paints and things. So if children or if families have been in houses where they've been renovating and stripping paint off the walls, little toddlers, if they're eating paint chips, they can get lead poisoning. Some antique toys are made of lead. So lead toy soldiers, for example, if there's been a family, set passed down that the kids are playing with. And it is on some of our food sources and things. It does come from other areas. So it's a bit of, again, investigation into their background. People working in industries like dry cleaning or something where they're exposed to all these very strong chemicals can have it building up in the body as well. So there's lots to look out for. Mm-hmm. And it's, as I said, it's not in every client, but on the ones that don't seem to respond to normal treatment, it's what we need to check. And finally, all these things add up to poor energy production. Now, our energy is made in the body by little parts of our cells called mitochondria. And in ME, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, our normal energy production is not working properly. So I explain it to my clients as thinking you have a cup of energy and that sort of lasts you your day. And in healthy people, as you use a bit of energy, it's replaced and that cup stays full. What happens in these conditions is that your energy just keeps falling and falling and falling and falling. Then the cup is empty and it takes days and days and days to refill your cup. And this is, there is something commonly called delayed fatigue. And there is an absolutely scientific explanation for why that happens in the body. And I won't go into it now, but I'm sure we'll talk about it again and it'll be in one of the further sessions coming up. But in these conditions, your energy levels are just not replenished. You're not working in the way that the body's designed to work. You're using backup systems to make the energy and they're slow. And one of the side effects of those backup systems is that they produce lactic acid, which causes muscle pain. So this is why people have those classic symptoms of not just fatigue, but aching muscles and joint pain.
Gosh, it really is a domino effect. Sort of listening here and understanding how it can all have this knock-on effect.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And then it becomes a cycle, of course, I suppose,
it does.
Without treatment and coming to somebody like you to actually be able to highlight these things when you've been told by the GP, perhaps there's nothing wrong, everything's coming back normal, but yet you're going to stick in this cycle until you can make a difference.
Yes, so you need someone who understands, and this is what the Crystals Effect practitioners are trained in, they understand what is going on in the body so they know the most appropriate treatments and when and where those treatments are appropriate to put in to get someone to break this cycle.
And what else I'm also picking up, Emma, from hearing what you've had to say, is that when you don't really know what's going on within the body, that actually can slow down the recovery process, because like that lady who had ME for 20 years, you can't recover until you actually know what's going on in the body.
Yeah, and the anxiety itself makes it worse because it's taking you right back to the beginning of that chart with the adrenal stress. So every time that you are feeling anxious, you have that adrenaline running in your body. And if you're lying in bed and you're trying to sleep, but your body is telling you that there's an immediate danger, get up and get out and run and or fight, there's no way you can sleep. So the anxiety causes anxious thoughts, but the anxious thoughts cause a physical response to the anxiety, and you get stuck in what we call the anxiety loop, and it needs to be broken.
This is absolutely incredible and really does make sense. So if a client was to come to you then, Emma, where would you actually start with them? How can you help at this stage?
Okay, so we take a detailed case history to start with. I always prefer to work with my clients' medical practitioners. So I will write to their GP and ask them to do as much testing under the NHS as they will. So at least a full blood count. So looking at liver function, looking at kidney function, their B12 levels, their iron levels, their vitamin D, and hopefully a proper thyroid test. And they will be looked at using sort of naturopathic reference ranges as opposed to what the doctors are looking for. So I ask for a copy of the blood results and I analyse those. We look at putting together a personalised dietary and nutritional plan, taking into account, you know, foods people like and foods people don't like, and whether they have religious beliefs that stop them eating certain foods or taking certain products, whether they're vegetarian or vegan, all those sorts of things come into play. And then we work through the domino effect. Now, I know from experience that they all have adrenal fatigue, so I always start with an adrenal support. And then we go down and we rule in or out anything else on that list. So is the thyroid a problem, or can we assume that it's okay? What's going on with the gut and what do we put in place to fix it? How imbalanced is the immune system and do we need to look at that? And then we go right around helping with sleep and helping balance blood sugars, and we just put it all together. There is no quick fix. It doesn't happen overnight. But what I've found so far with most of my clients is that within 6 months, they have come on in leaps and bounds. And they may not be at recovery yet. I'm not saying they're going to be recovered within 6 months, but in that time frame, they're really starting to make big, big changes, and they can see that it's working, and they're often, you know, really on the way to recovery.
This is so wonderful, and thank you very much for your expertise and for sharing how to address and look at the domino effect. That was really great, Emma. Thank you.
Thank you.